Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, I love it. Is it One Hit Wonder Day?
It is One Hit Wonder Day. National One Hit Wonder Day.
I love it.
Simple Minds actually had two. They had another one. It was a lesser hit. And I forget the name at the moment.
They're really just known for the one.
Yeah.
We're going to call it Alive and Kicking.
Alive and Kicking. That's
it. One Hit-ish Wonder Day. And I love that you opened with pickleball. You know how much I love pickleball. We play in a league on Monday nights. We should be talking about the Ryder Cup. Go Team USA, which kicks off today.
I'd rather talk about pickleball.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
To kind of bring that topic home.
The weather is wonderful outside. It's a great day for some pickleball.
We're actually playing Monday night. We're in a league. I don't know if you knew that.
Dan, can you imagine being outside right now? 85 degrees, sunny, mostly sunny, partly cloudy. Just whacking away, thwack, thwack, thwack.
Oh, yeah. Just giving it my all. Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite ways to get out my aggression.
Absolutely.
But now, right over that net.
Now it seems to have added to your aggression.
No. I am happy and we're good.
It's just the strength in the wrist is
ridiculous. Is so important. All I wanted to do today was watch the Ryder Cup.
We're not going to let you do that.
I know. I hate you both. We are not talking about this.
Yes, you are.
We're not. Yeah,
then I'll talk about it.
So what's going on?
We don't know yet, Dan.
Yes, we do.
We don't. We really do not. But there is some concern that there is a chicken and pickle going in next near very close to where we live. And by very close, Dan, I mean like 5 feet.
There's a restaurant opening right next to your place.
It's like a chicken and pickle.
Sort of social.
Demented, but social.
So there's like rezoning happening next door?
We'll follow the process.
Dan, I'm
still confused.
Let me explain this to you in the most, because I have no filter like she does. It's not my neighbor. Okay. So I don't care. I don't have a dog in this fight.
Can't hear it from there.
Dana woke up this morning to concrete being poured in her next door neighbor's yard. And it looks like they are building a pickleball court next door.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes. I
get to watch competition.
Love pickleball.
Strength is very important.
You know how much I love it. I mean, we again play weekly.
This is almost fortuitous for you.
Yes.
Just bake a casserole, take it over, and say, "Hey, mind if I play on your new pickleball court?
Any chance when I'm watching the Chiefs game on Sunday, you won't let your kids play on the pickleball court so I can have peace of mind and quiet?" Because she has a nice little, I've been to Dana's house. She has this beautiful little backyard patio house.
Very pastoral.
And you put a TV in there
and a beautiful
couch.
We watched Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
You go out there and you watch golf.
The birds are coming by the bird feeder.
I fed the birds this morning and they're in the bird bath and they're frolicking. It's my absolute serenity.
But here's what I'm telling you is in like 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
You'll be able to watch the Chiefs on a Sunday afternoon and also be able to hear the neighbors playing pickleball.
And the birds probably won't hang out anymore because of the noise.
Right. We'll see. You know, I'm planting milkweed. Did you guys know that the monarch butterflies need the milkweed to feed their babies for the Great Migration down to Mexico?
But they do not like pickleball.
They don't like noise.
Mm-hmm. And so milkweed's very important. So, back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you know this was happening?
Found out this morning.
No. Actually, we did not.
Dana came running in screaming, "I don't want to talk about it. Screw you guys, blah, blah, blah." Then she says, "What district in Overland Park do I live in?" And I said, "You're in District 1.
Sam and Scott find this very amusing.
And she said, "How do you know that I'm in District 1? I said, I used to be a beat reporter for KMBZ for the Overland Park City Council. You're in District 1. So she was... Sam, could you give us an example of the sound coming from her computer as she was emailing her city council representative this afternoon?
Stand by. I have to close everything so that I don't mess anything up on the computer.
Trying to get my arms around what the rules say about this type of thing. That's all.
So just so we can clarify, she has a silent keyboard at her desk. We got her one because she types too loudly.
We got her a silent keyboard.
And, this is all I could hear behind me.
That ain't silent.
Blank off.
We did have.
I hate you guys.
We did have a manager walking by. Dan, you weren't in here yet when it happened. A manager, rarely on the floor, walks by.
Don't blame me.
As Scott is making fun of me, and I just scream a word that we cannot repeat on the air.
Followed by you.
And I turn around. It's okay.
So let's back up just for a moment. Have you met these neighbors before?
They are planning to. They are not going to live in the property.
They won't be neighbors. They're turning this into an Airbnb.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
With an offering up a sporting pad for people to play sports.
To pass the time.
I have talked about this with the World Cup coming in, Dan. There are people making tens of thousands of dollars renting out their property.
Sure.
I love capitalism.
Now, how far away is this pad being put down?
It's about 5 feet.
5 feet?
Yes.
Now, do we know for certain that it's going to be a sport utility pad, or is it just a run-of-the-mill patio? I mean, I don't think there's any ordinances,
Sam,
against a patio.
They put three holes in the pad. Through the pad.
For a net.
So weird. Right. There's holes in there.
Interesting.
Johnny came home last night and he goes, "Babe, I think we got a pickleball court next door." I said, "Oh."
I think this is a wonderful opportunity for you.
Yes. We could practice all the time. Do you know how good we would end up being? I mean, we'd probably be a 4, 4.5, 5.0. I don't know if we'll have time.
You could invite all of your partners over.
Yes.
You can run them through some training and
Some drills.
Maybe do some coaching. Get paid to coach.
Put a gate in so that you have easier access.
That's what we want.
Yes. Is there a fence between?
What I love about having an Airbnb next door is that you never know what you're going to get. We will be...
Could it be serial killer?
No, I think, you know...
Murderer?
It'll just be somebody different every week.
In case you forgot what it sounded like.
Oh, she'll know soon enough. What?
Wow.
Here's a question.
She just said... It'll be like the Channel 5 morning show. You never know who you're going to get.
All right, Forrest Gump.
Wow.
It's been 15 years. I'm still not over it.
No, yeah. Is there an HOA?
No.
No.
Clearly not.
There is not, Dan. But, you know, we look forward to meeting our...
Many neighbors.
Carousel.
Revolving door.
Many neighbors that we are going to have.
So if this is going to be a rental, then...
No, it's an Airbnb.
Well, that's what I mean, a vacation rental type of thing.
Yeah, right ahead of the World Cup.
It doesn't mean that it's constantly going to be occupied, or it might, but...
You never know.
Are they all going to be playing pickleball, pickleball all the time?
I'm telling you, if I was going out of town, and this was an amenity offered at Airbnb all the time, I would love that amenity if I was looking to rent a property. I really would.
Even,
you know that.
Even if you knew you would drive the next door neighbors crazy?
I would assume that the ordinances are, you know, it follows all the ordinances. I don't, if I'm going in, like, let's say we're going to Florida, Scott. Mm-hmm. And they said, look, we've got a pool and we've got a
pickleball
sports court and I'm taking all the adult children. I'd be like, yeah, where do I sign?
Right.
I know I'm being annoying, but I'm really just trying to get you used to the idea uh-huh. that you will be cut off regularly by that sound.
Yeah, I know.
I want you, it's conditioning.
I know what it sounds like because we play, we're enthusiasts.
It's like Pavlov's dog.
You should contact the neighbors.
Yes.
Of course, bring them a casserole.
100%.
Things a little late for that, Dan.
And then offer to be the manager of the pickleball court.
There you go. I could maybe referee some of the matches.
Exactly. So
we could bring in an audience. We could bring in crowd. We could have, Scott, follow me here, tournaments.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm.
On property that's not yours.
Yeah.
And what did they tell you when you asked them about the renovations
that were happening to the
property?
It was the briefest, like, hi, nice to meet you. Great to be in the neighborhood.
Did you bring a casserole?
I did not.
Hope
no,
you enjoyed
I did
your
not.
New home because yeah. you're about to hate it.
But nobody lives there, Dan.
She's the new one. They should bring her a casserole.
I'm the one that needs to be casseroled. We're going to make that a verb today. Make that a verb. Casseroled.
Sounds kind of dirty.
Mm-hmm.
if I may say.
Later this hour, speaking of our patio, so peaceful, we watched a movie.
I've been in your patio house.
In that space last night.
It is super peaceful.
Can I tell you, it was not a peaceful movie. It had subtitles, but you will want to run, do not walk, and watch it. Because
What language was it in?
So I thought it was German, and I'm pretty sure it was for the most part.
Was there a lot of hockena?
A lot of non. What does no mean?
Nine.
Yeah, it was German. You love World War II, Scott.
I do.
Have you ever?
Well, I don't love World War II. No, I don't love World War II. I love World War II history.
You love World War II history.
Specifically the European theater. That
okay.
is correct.
Did you know that British forces, in a horrifying mistake that we don't talk about very often, dropped several bombs on a girls' Catholic school and church toward the end of the war?
It would have been in the city of Leipzig.
It was in Denmark, I believe. Mm. And that's why I was trying to remember, I think, some of it.
Why would they be bombing in Denmark?
We would have to look that up. I was actually going to ask you that because there was some Denmark resistance going on at the time toward the end of the war.
Well, there was resistance in all the countries going on at the end of the war.
The movie is called The Bombardment, also known as The Shadow in My Eye. It is a run, do not walk. And it explains how the mistake, I hate even calling that a mistake. It is so horrifying what happened, but it explains how it happened back then when they truly thought they were bombing a prison.
It was in Copenhagen.
They thought they were bombing an area where these Denmark prisoners were being held. They were trying to help the Denmark prisoners of war at this house, Scott, where a lot of the German officers were stationed. Hmm. And if you have not heard about it, I'm going to get you a book about it because I think you will. I don't want to say you love World War II, but I know that you enjoy
World War II history.
Delving into the history. The movie, again, called The Bombardment.
And by the way, it is a Sam. It is a short-ass movie.
It is short. It is on Netflix.
107 minutes. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
I mean, it's just the strength
Stop
in
it.
The wrist is ridiculous.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So the world did not end yesterday. The rapture did not occur yesterday or the day before. And now the South African pastor, who somehow convinced TikTok that the rapture is coming, has been deleting all of his videos from social media. Huh, weird. On Tuesday, when the world did not end, he extended his prediction to include Wednesday as well because of time zones. Beside all the memes, the truly tragic part is that so many people believe this guy and either quit their jobs, what? Or gave away their money since you can't take it with you. And this South African pastor is now deleting all of his social media video predictions that the rapture was going to occur on Tuesday and or on Wednesday.
I'm sorry, but
just, if you're wrong, just own it. Don't delete it. If you're wrong, just own it.
He did post an apology video before the mass deletion started. But if you quit your job and gave away all of your money because of what somebody said on social media, you can't blame the guy on social media.
Well, I think we can blame our collective...
stupidity?
I was going to try to be nicer than that.
Idiocy?
There is some collective need to go with the sheep when it comes to this type of thing on the internet. On the internet. Where someone will say something so utterly ridiculous, but people still follow it. Whatever that thing is. The earth is flat. You name it. It could be whatever. Mm-hmm. There are always thousands of people that will follow what these types of folks say. And I don't know if he made money off of his prediction or clicks or like what it was for.
He clearly got clicks.
I hate to say like you have to blame the person that blindly says, yeah, I'll give you $5,000 for a new jet, pastor. But who's it on? When you fall down a rabbit hole like that and you start to believe things that are so obviously
silly. Let me ask you this. Why would people believe it? You have one pastor, okay, down in South Africa who says that the rapture is going to occur on Tuesday and or on Wednesday. But no other pastor around the world, not even the Pope, is telling you, yeah, the rapture is coming. By the way, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, not to go all biblical here, I believe in the Bible, Jesus says, you will not know the time nor the day of my return.
That is correct, yes. So the idea that somebody would know, from the text line, too many people believe in religion. The people who believe in religion didn't actually believe that somebody got some message that the rapture was happening, because the people that believe in religion know that you're not going to know.
Right.
I have no clue when Jesus is coming
back. Yeah.
I just hope that when he does, he deems me decent enough to take him up, to take me up. Otherwise, I'm going to be sitting here wondering what I did wrong in my life.
Listening to the thwack of a pickleball court.
And maybe at that point, I'll go over to Dana's house. And
pray for the rapture.
Not only pray for the rapture, but until
beam
then,
me up, Scotty. I'm out.
Challenge somebody to a pickleball match until Jesus maybe comes back a third time and takes me with him.
Okay, from the text line, can you imagine calling your boss up and saying, I'm so sorry.
I need the day off.
I didn't get raptured.
No.
Can I come back?
That's not the question. The real question is, can you imagine being arrogant enough that you think you are good enough to be raptured? That you quit your job. I think I have lived such a pious life.
It's pretty...
that I'm going to quit my job.
It's pretty forward of somebody.
Man. And Jesus comes down and goes,
okay.
A little presumptuous on your part.
However, not to go super dark here, but I will. They drank the Kool-Aid with Jim Jones.
In Jamestown.
In Jamestown.
Yeah.
And so you have to look at this, Scott. What is it, and not just about religion, I'm not saying that, but what is it that people so desperately want to believe someone who they can follow?
They're weak-minded, yep. and they lack hope.
That they will literally drink the Kool-Aid and kill themselves and children, and David Koresh is one of them.
Sure.
He stood up and said, I'm Jesus, and
I'm the Messiah.
Yep, I would like to sleep with your 14-year-old daughter, and people went, okay.
And we're going to get guns?
Yep, we're going to get guns, and when the fire starts, this is exactly what I told you, and we need to stay here. Like, you know, he is rotting in hell right now, and should. Mm-hmm. But I, God, that was one documentary that you just, you cannot wrap your head around how someone could be so far gone mentally that they follow someone like that off a cliff with their children.
Not only did the parents allow David Koresh to sleep with their children, the men in that cult allowed David Koresh to sleep with their wives. And then because he was the Messiah, there apparently is this need to gather guns. I don't think, and listen, I'm not the Pope, but I don't, I am a religious enough, okay? I don't think Jesus would gather guns. Call me crazy, I don't know. But I just got a hunch that Jesus would not gather guns and store them in a compound in Waco, Texas. But I could be wrong.
You know, Scott, there are survivors.
I watched that documentary.
Oh, there are survivors.
On your recommendation.
Who weren't charged...
Yep.
Whose children died,
yep.
Who still live in and around that area, and the church isn't obviously exactly where it was, and I don't call it a church. It was a cult. Mm-hmm. The cult no longer stands in the physical space where it was because it was burned to the ground.
Does the Branch Davidian still exist?
No way. Scott, it was one of the last things at the end of that documentary.
I don't remember that
part. A sect from that branch still exists, and I was screaming at my TV, why haven't those parents been charged?
You're absolutely right. The Branch Davidians are a religious group. Huh. I'll be darned. I don't remember that part.
But at some point we have to ask, is it the fault of the person who had some psychological break and was able to convince all of these other people that they were the Messiah, or is it the fault of the other people who fell for it?
Both.
Both.
Both. And when it involves a third party... like a child, it's criminal. You have the right to be nuts. You have the legal right to absolutely lose your mind and follow someone like David Koresh or follow someone like Jim Jones or believe that the rapture is coming until you hurt someone else.
Absolutely correct. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We have a stacked show tomorrow already. Not only do we have...
We're arguing over time slots.
Not only do we have Festivus Friday at 5, who do we have at 3 tomorrow?
We are so excited that if you saw the opening for Nate Bargatze over the weekend, he was here, sold out shows Friday night and Saturday night. We have the comedian that opened for him just prior. And
what's his name?
You would ask me, it's
Greg Warren.
I almost said Wilson. Greg Warren is the guy, and we played a little bit of the bit for you yesterday, who has...
And he's a knockout.
Oh, my gosh. They're all clean, by the way. I watched this on CBS Sunday morning.
I love that.
Nate Bargatze's entire lineup is clean.
There is an assistant high school fishing coach, and I never wanted to meet somebody so bad in my life. Guys, we're gonna have a tackle box inspection at 9 a.m. And you better have all your hooks and you better have all your lures or you're not gonna get on that school bus, I can tell you that right now. Bobby Henderson, I found a half of a ham sandwich in your tackle box. That's not how a fisherman treats his equipment, son. You think Babe Winkleman has a half of a ham sandwich in his tackle box? You think Bill Dance has any kind of a sandwich in his tackle box?
Oh, I can't wait to meet him.
We were on the ground laughing, and
that's all I got, Coach. Back to you. All
I got, Coach. Back to you. Warren is known for his relatable, family-friendly humor and has toured extensively for 20 years.
That's awesome.
And is from Kansas City.
Is he from? I thought he was from St. Louis.
Or from the Kansas City area. He is a former college wrestler.
Maybe he just doesn't want to admit he's from St. Louis, mm-hmm. So he says he's from Kansas City.
And worked for Procter & Gamble before becoming a comedian. I always love those stories. How did you end up on this stage? Because
there's no way I could do it.
I think it's one of the hardest jobs in the world to do and do well.
I would have a panic attack.
Thousands of people try and never, ever make it. And for Nate and Greg and the others, anytime you see someone up there and you think, I could probably do that. No, you could not.
No,
you could not.
So we got Greg Warren coming in at 3.
Yep.
I just got it confirmed from his publicist out in Los Angeles. We had to work a couple of legal issues because the show is still ongoing.
Yeah.
And we don't know the end result of the show. But Max Cooper III, who was on The Voice on Monday night for the blind trials or the blind auditions, he is going to join us tomorrow as well. Fall in love, I would already. That's Snoop turning within 10 seconds.
I hope that you like this.
That's all you need.
But you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face. And you ever
so Max Cooper the third, who is from Lenexa and crushed it. He got a very rare 4-seat turnaround.
How many weeks are there? They start. I don't watch The Voice as often as I watch like an America's Got Talent. How many weeks are they before they whittle it down? You know, think like a basketball bracket.
It's a great question.
This is why we're going to have him in studio. We'll ask all of those things, and obviously mm-hmm. he can't share his personal outcome. But like, how many people right now is he up against? Do you know, Scott?
A lot. Yes.
Yeah.
And so anyway, during his. After his performances, the judge, you know, all four of them turned around. This year it's Snoop Dogg, Reba McEntire, Niall Horan from One Direction, and Michael Bublé. Well, clearly based on the style of his music that you heard there,
yeah.
You knew he was going with Michael Bublé.
Oh, of course. Right? Beautiful voice.
And then Bublé comes up before he picks Michael Bublé and asks, Michael Bublé says, do you want to do a duet?
You want to start?
I'm not surprised.
That's Max.
Not everything lasts.
So good.
I've broken my heart so many times I've stopped keeping track.
I talk myself.
That's Michael Bublé.
I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down.
I try so very hard not to lose it.
Love it.
That's Max.
I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility.
All right, so anyway, Max Cooper III. And again, here's some of the legal stuff. It's behind the scenes, but because the show is still airing, okay, he is not allowed to perform for us live in studio. We'll take care of that down the road once we know the result of the show. But he will be here at 4:15 tomorrow. We are allowed to play. There was so much legal stuff that went on behind the scenes. We are allowed to play the clips that we just played because they've already aired on TV.
Yeah.
But Max is not allowed to perform in studio.
We have 100 different things we can ask him. It's all good.
So, and he's a very nice young man from Lenexa. From CNN, a teaching assistant has been arrested following a series of disturbances at a high school where a mysterious odor plagued the campus for weeks. Alexander Lewis, who is 32, he's my hero, faces charges of disturbing schools and malicious injury to property after using a spray designed to mimic the smell of feces.
Wait, I'm going to stop you right there before we move forward. I've seen this article 3 or 4 times. I have not taken the clickbait.
Oh, I did.
What? not what is poop spray. I'm guessing that's self-explanatory.
That's what it's called. Is
what
poop
would
spray.
Be any use, legitimate use? Why is this even sold?
The only legitimate use for poop spray is to provoke extreme hilarity.
a gag that yeah. makes people gag.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, it is incredibly potent.
Authorities are saying, Sam, that the spray caused $55,000 in damages mm-hmm. and sickened students. How does it – does it not just dissipate? Like,
so
well, it gets stuck in the
– air ducts?
In the air duct system, yeah.
Imagine the worst possible flatulence that you could think of. I mean, sulfur, every single flatulence smell that you can pack into 1 cent and times it by 100, that is poop spray.
Okay.
It is thick.
He is alleged.
Don't I know it?
He is alleged to have dispensed this substance over a month long span. So if you did this once as a joke just to see what would end up happening, also not funny and could get in a lot of trouble if you're a high school student and you do that, that's one thing. He did this over a month, Scott. That's sabotage, is it not?
Well,
school officials were, quote, mystified. They were mystified as to the origin of the foul odor. I bet you the school hired plumbing people and septic people. And
by the way, it comes in like an aerosol can, so you can spray it for a very long time. But
maybe that's why they were mystified.
Wow.
I'll see myself out.
But even like a half second, like, will clear a room.
They did bring in inspectors. They do believe there's damage to the school air conditioning system. A motive for the alleged act remains under investigation. His brother is quoted here telling ABC News he's not interested in making any comment at this time.
Why don't they just write, he had no comment?
Was he silent?
But deadly?
Wow. I don't know. This is funny, not funny, because kids did gag and get sick. And
but criminal charges?
But Sam, if they hired HVAC people to come out, I want to know how it all slipped out, if you will. How did they figure out
he was the one who dealt it? Are we out of puns?
They were aghast.
Were they gassed?
Yes, thank you for explaining it.
Well, I just thought Dan didn't get it out of the newsroom.
He's an assistant teacher. Like, why? Why would you do this?
Hilarity.
You can say it's funny once. You don't do it over a course of a month when you start seeing that kids are getting sick. The whole thing is so weird.
I mean, for example, and I'll tell you, and I guarantee you it was probably 100 times worse than this. This morning, I'm walking Lizzie, my new dog, right? And she had a number two not far from the house.
Yep.
And like a good neighbor, I get out the bag from my pocket.
Yep.
And I go to pick it up. Yep. Well, of course, you have to tie it, right?
Yep.
And I just leave it on the sidewalk and pick it up on my way back, right? But as I'm closing up the bag, I got a whiff.
No, I don't need to hear it.
I'm telling you right now. I started to dry heave in somebody's driveway.
Yep.
It was that bad. So I can only imagine that poop spray is probably 10 to 20 times worse.
100.
We can hope.
As someone who has smelled it, it's bad.
Where did you smell poop spray?
It was a big thing when I was in high school. People were buying it online to the point that we would get, you know, notifications sent out in the school saying, if you spray this, you will
be expelled.
Suspended.
You ought to be expelled.
TMZ reports it's not clear how cops nailed the stinker, but he's been charged with disturbing schools as a non-student.
By the way, breaking news from CNN this afternoon, there are widespread 911 outages in Louisiana and Alabama.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's Alabama or Mississippi. They took the Chiron down.
911 systems are down.
911 outages in Mississippi and Louisiana. Now, this is telling. Because we also had widespread
airport
outages in Kansas City. And what was the other city?
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dallas-Fort Worth. That's right, Sam. Earlier this week.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, keep in mind, this is not even close to the first time that we've had multiple of these back-to-back. We had the AT&T systems go down a couple of months ago. All of Microsoft went down. Every time they're like, well, it was a software glitch. We accidentally clicked that button instead of this button, and everybody's cell phone didn't work.
Is it possible this isn't sabotage and it's just those are neighboring states and...
Maybe.
Well, I always assume sabotage.
Share
so do I.
Systems. I'll text my mom and see if she knows.
Yeah, widespread 911 outages in Louisiana and Mississippi
this
afternoon.
This says after a, quote, fiber line was cut. Passive language there. After a fiber line, quote, was cut. So the question becomes, why?
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, did you see a long-serving Kansas senator has been fired from the BPU board over alleged insurance fraud? And I started looking into this, Scott, because you know how fascinated I am with insurance fraud.
What's the name of the senator?
We talk about it from time to time when it's like you claim you're disabled, but then yesterday this was in the stack, a postal worker.
Walter Marks.
Yeah, was moving heavy furniture and they caught her and now she's going to prison and has to pay all this money back. Wyandotte County's Board of Public Utilities fired its board president after officials discovered he violated ethics policy by allegedly using his position for private gain. State Senator David Haley.
Oh, he's a big name.
Yes. President of Wyandotte County's local public utilities board was removed at the end of a two-hour meeting this week.
I believe he's the nephew of Alex Haley, who wrote Roots.
Listen to this. An investigation from a local government's ethics commission found evidence that he used his office to get health insurance benefits since 2021 for his long-term partner without first providing the documentation of a common law marriage that would be required to do that. He allegedly wrote down his partner's name as spouse. I'm not here to rank insurance fraud, but let's do it for a moment.
Okay.
When you say you've been in a car wreck and you can never work again, but 6 months later, you're getting all these benefits paid to you by the government and you're out on a surfboard. Mm-hmm. There's that insurance fraud. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's the PPP insurance fraud where you claim that you have a business that you don't. Those are the big bad insurance frauds.
No doubt.
Writing down a common law spouse, partner, longtime life partner, writing that down as spouse when they're not a spouse, to me, is way down at the bottom of what you would consider insurance fraud.
Now,
let's say they've lived together 10 years. Well,
you do have to file the domestic partnership paperwork.
Okay.
If you don't, it's insurance fraud. Otherwise, they're just a random person that lives with you.
By the way, a spouse is someone with whom you are legally married.
Right.
Haley maintained that he was upfront about his relationship status and said at least two former employees gave him approval to include his partner on those forms without providing additional documentation. Fellow board members say they have a hard time believing that. Look, I don't know what Kansas law says about domestic partnership. I should. Stop it.
There's a thousand jokes.
And you should too, Scott.
Both of you.
There's a thousand jokes there too.
But with health insurance, and we're going to bring this back at 3 o'clock, with health insurance, how does that work?
Now, if this were just a random company and this had happened, obviously it wouldn't be the news. It's the fact that you're directly stealing from the people of Kansas. Wyandotte County.
But wait. Because they don't have the piece of paper that says they're legally married, they have been living together for 20 years.
It's not a piece of paper about being legally married. It is a one sheet of paper that you have to file. I looked into it. That you have to file saying we live together, we are together, we've been together for a long time, we plan to stay together. This is my domestic partner.
Did you say you looked into it?
Yeah.
You did research?
Well, not for this specific topic. I just looked.
Okay, because otherwise you just broke the rule number one of this show.
No, we had considered that because her company offers far better insurance than mine. No offense to our company.
Oh no, I've dealt with our company's insurance over the last couple of days.
Her company offers far better insurance, and so when I moved into her apartment, she was like, "Well, why don't you just get on my insurance?" And we looked into it, and decided ultimately that I would just stay with my company's insurance. But yeah, it's literally because one piece of paper.
Well, but wait a minute. Did you do that because you would have to legally get married?
No, you just have to say, we live together. We have no plans of not living together anytime soon. We are domestic partners.
And her insurance, her company's insurance would allow you to get onto her insurance even if you're just, and I use that word in air quotes, don't take that the wrong way.
Yeah.
Even if you're just domestic partners.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
You don't have to be married?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's generous. Okay.
It's the domestic partnership rule.
All right. When we get back, some of the new words, by the way, there's more than 5,000 of them. Some of the new words that have been added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. I'll give you one. Dad bod has been added to the dictionary. It is now officially a word.
Is she coming back in anytime soon?
I have no idea why she left. She took a phone call.
Got an obligation in about...
$100 says it's the Overland Park City Council person who's going to deal with this pickleball court that just went in next to her house.
We're not.
Or not. We gonna be tearing that thing down or not? Quick break for the news with Dan Weinbaum.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.